Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Power Is Now VIP Agent, a special edition of the Power Is Now online radio. My name is Eric Lawrence Frazier. Thank you for joining us today online. Thank you for finding The Power Is Now on Blog Talk Radio. This show is being broadcast nationwide on embedded radio players on Facebook, Twitter, ActiveRain, and the websites of many real estate agents, brokers, and trade associations nationwide. The Power Is Now online radio is committed to providing our listeners with access to the very best real estate agents in their marketplace. We are making the investment to save you time and money and finding a great real estate agent. So if you're looking for a real estate agent, well, you've come to the right place. One of the benefits of being a lender for 31 years and closing billions of dollars in volume and thousands of transactions is that I have personally had the honor to meet and work with and personally know some of the best real estate agents in the country. Folks, these agents are extraordinary real estate professionals, and I am amazed at the talent that is out there in the real estate community, and I want you to know who these people are, and I want you to hire them as your trusted advisor. They are VIP agents on The Power Is Now. To become a VIP agent on The Power Is Now online radio, you must be invited. There is a vetting process and certification. A VIP agent is an experienced real estate professional that has the education, credentials, and closed transaction experience and the endorsement of The Power Is Now online radio. On the line with me now is a trusted real estate advisor, a VIP agent on The Power Is Now. His name is Arnold Verr, and he's a seasoned, top-notch listing professional specializing in distressed homeowners, probate, buyers and sellers, and bank and corporate-owned properties. Arnold and his REO team 24/7 is dedicated in managing and marketing standard sales, bank and corporate-owned REO. Arnold is certified in REO, BPOs, short sales, probate. He's a five-star institute professional, a Fannie Mae trained listing broker, an REO agent, a VRM REO, CDSP, CREOBA, DS University, and default schools. Many certifications you may not be familiar with, but these certifications recognize his education and his experience. He is also familiar with 1031 tax deferred exchanges, foreclosures and trustee sales, loss mitigation, and home retention and probate sales. He services Southern California, the cities on the crossroad of Los Angeles, North Orange County, West San Bernardino, and Riverside County. Excellent negotiating skills with 20 years plus of experience, CB International, Diamond Society, and RE/MAX 100 Club. Prior to real estate, Arnold worked in production and engineering and business management for a Fortune 500 company with extensive travel nationwide. He finished his BS in mechanical engineering and graduate school in business. He's a member of REOMAC, NAREP, ARIA, NAREP, The Force, Open Door, NAR, the National Association of Realtors, CAR, the California Association of Realtors, and the MLS. Thank you, Arnold, for joining me today on The Power Is Now online radio.
Thank you, Eric, for the opportunity to be part of your network. We appreciate it.
Well, Arnold, we appreciate you for accepting the invitation to be a VIP agent. And folks, you just heard why. Here is a man with tremendous experience and education and certifications. He is more than qualified. He is fully equipped to do a great job for his clients. And Arnold, I'm excited that you are on the Power Is Now online radio and part of the VIP agent program. On the line with Arnold is Mary Happy Price. Mary Happy Price is his business partner. Thank you, Mary, for joining us today on the Power Is Now.
Hi, Eric. Thanks for having me here today.
Well, the pleasure is all mine, Mary. Thank you for joining us today to talk about your team, and you and Arnold and REO Team 24/7. You guys are experienced real estate professionals. You're with a very experienced partner, and he's doing a great job in this community. And folks, we're going to learn a little bit more about what Arnold and Mary are doing. But Mary, we just heard all about Arnold. Tell us a little bit about yourself as business partner of Arnold Ver and what your role is on the team.
I basically am handling on the buyer side, and I enjoy taking care of the buyers because I love finding them their dream home. I have been in the business for almost 7 years. It's actually a little bit over. And I also is short sale certified and also for probate certified as well. And so we do know how to take care of the majority of the sales around the area for different purposes and different kinds. So
now, Mary, you're probate certified and short sale certified. So is Arnold. I think that's pretty important when there's so many short sales happening right now. The banks are being a little easier to work with. The banks are working with clients now better than they have in the past. Has that been your experience?
Yes, absolutely. Because back then, if you asked me to take a buyer around like 2006, if you ask me to take a buyer to buy a short sale property, I won't even bother. But
yeah,
compared to now, short sale property is just like the most popular thing for buyer to be seeking for.
I would agree. Well, what impresses me about both you and Arnold is that you have the education to assist people in short sales and in probate sales. And Arnold, you just bring a wealth of experience with dealing with people who are in default and dealing with foreclosed properties and trustee sales. And so clearly you guys are equipped to help clients coming from just about every walk of life. Now, before we go any further, Mary, I have to ask you about your name, Mary Happy Price. Please share with us the story about how you came to be named Mary Happy Price. And Happy is your real name, right?
That's right, Eric. Believe it or not, a lot of people that first met me thought it's a slogan, but it is my real name. My father was so young when I was born, so he doesn't really know what to do or how to name me. So by the time we get to the register and recorder, he just looked up behind and he found the calendar behind the clock and say, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. So he took the first two words and named me Mary Happy, and of course the last name is Price. That's my father's last name as well. So
that's a great story. So you're named after Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
That's right.
So, Mary, you have to know, every New Year and every Christmas, I'm going to think of you for the rest of my life.
I hope so.
Well, it's a great name.
And, thank you very much.
Your father, I'm sure, is very proud of you. You were not originally from here. We were born in what city or what country did you come from?
I was actually born in Hong Kong, and I was raised in Malaysia.
Okay, great. So you speak more than English. I'm still learning English, but tell me about all the languages you speak.
Yes, I have to learn Chinese, which is Mandarin, mm-hmm. and in Hong Kong people speak Cantonese, and which is also my mother tongue because my mom is from Canton.
Okay.
And then, of course, English.
Fantastic. Now, Arnold, you're from the Philippines originally, so talk about your language capabilities.
Yes, Eric. In fact, I was born in the Philippines, and I speak Tagalog, which is our national language back in the Philippines. I also speak my native Ilocano language, a language of the north of the Philippines. So, of course, my main language right now is English, and so is a little Spanish.
Well, that's fantastic. How much of your business right now requires these language skills that you both have? I mean, it's great that Cantonese and Mandarin Chinese and Tagalog.
Other than the regular REO accounts from the banks, of course, you know, we're talking about referrals here. I'm getting as much as 60% of my referrals from both my Asian and as well as also Hispanic clients. It's because my ability to to speak with my native tongue and as well as communicate with Hispanic buyers, my little Spanish, and of course, I deal also with other races.
Of course. You're an equal opportunity seller and buyer, right?
Yes, of course. Yes.
Representative, that is. Now, did I hear you say you speak Spanish, too?
Yes. Actually, I studied Spanish in school, So I was a better speaker than at the time. I just need to practice it more.
I see. Well, congratulations on learning all these languages, and that's something here in America, United States, it's not too common for Americans to speak more than one language, and it's something I wish. I do speak a little Spanish, but my partner, actually, Jesse Lee, speaks Chinese, Mandarin Chinese, and Taiwanese, and Spanish, which is pretty incredible to speak those three very important languages that are, you know, here in the United States. You have to speak more than English today to truly be successful and meet the needs of all the people in our very multicultural society today.
Absolutely, Eric. The multi-language that we speak really help us in doing our business because we can cater more to a more expanded client base. And it really helped us a lot.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, Arnold, and you've inspired me to work on my Spanish so I can communicate better with the Spanish-speaking community. And, of course, Mary, you speak Cantonese and Mandarin Chinese, and that is very important, especially in your market area. In fact, let's talk about your market area. First, where is your office located for our listeners?
Yes, our primary office is in Roland Heights, and we have another office where we both go and handle our businesses in Hacienda Heights. But we also have 5 other sister offices throughout the San Gabriel Valley and as far as down east to Ontario. So we're pretty much spread out as part of a bigger organization of RE/MAX 2000.
Well, that sounds fantastic. And you're covering a lot of territory. Do you know your territory? That's the question. If I were selling my home, I'm going to be looking for someone who knows the marketplace. And how do you stay, you know, abreast of what's going on? Tell us actually about the market area you cover.
Oh, yes. In fact, with the 20-plus years experience that we have sold a lot of houses within, you know, as far as San Gabriel Valley to Fontana, North Orange County, and Riverside. And, of course, our local market, we know it very well, like the back of the palms of our hand. We got the experience and the local knowledge of the community, and we know exactly what we're selling. As part of our job, of course, you know, we don't want buyers to be overpaying for the property that they're buying in a particular community. And, of course, on the part of the sellers, we'd like also to get as much as what they can that is worth dealing with. In fact, that appraisal would be an issue if we overprice it too much, okay? So we have to make a balanced approach as far as getting the most higher price that we can get in the shortest possible time.
Well, Arnold, I think you make a very good point about the properties you've sold over the last 20 years in all of those areas. Experience in this case is truly the best teacher. Not only have you sold properties in this area, but you've been through this market before, right? Where the boom came and then the bust, and now we're on our way back to another boom.
Yes, Eric. In fact, for the last 20 years, I've seen the 2 best and the 2 worst cycles in the business. And this is the second cycle that we're in, so hopefully we're moving towards the boom.
Right, absolutely. I believe we are. So, in regard to the boom, are prices up significantly? Can you give us kind of a percentage? I live in Riverside, California, and year over year, prices are up about 25%. And I was reading in the Orange County Register about some areas in Orange County being up year over year as high as 50% in price.
Well, basically in the San Gabriel Valley, where we do most of our business, prices were not affected down much. Like, you know, when the market went down, the prices went down probably no more than 35%. Okay, they were able to hold on to their prices better than towards San Bernardino or Riverside. But of course, in the last year and a half, we have seen prices probably get back to as much as like 20%. And they're still on the upward trend until now. So does because the less inventory that we're seeing in the market right now.
Right. Now, you mentioned San Bernardino and Riverside. Those are two counties that are hotbeds for investors. I want to ask you about how you work with real estate investors, because they are, you know, definitely dominating the market right now. But before we go there, tell me, how are you working with sellers, and what advice would you give to sellers right now? As property values continue to rise, we're going to see more and more properties come on the market, right? With people wanting to take advantage of these higher values to either make money or to move up. What's your advice to sellers right now?
I believe this kind of market that we're in right now, we've seen probably the high impact of the increase in prices in the last year and a half. Prices probably may not be going up as much as it was in the last 2 years. But this would be a good time for sellers to be moving up to bigger properties. They're getting the best price that they can get on the smaller property that they're selling, okay? And they can move that equity into a bigger property. The biggest benefit that they would get would be the low interest rate, which may not probably be staying too long, okay? So as long as they can get into a less interest rate at this point in time, it would really benefit them moving up. Then, of course, you know, higher properties, there's less competition among buyers. So it's really a perfect time for sellers to be moving up and getting into a bigger property.
Well, that's great advice. It is truly an opportunity to move up into something nicer for probably still significantly less than you would have paid during the boom time. So this is really good advice for sellers who are thinking about selling, know they want to kind of upgrade their living conditions, a newer home, a larger home. This is the time to do that. Talk to me about investors. You mentioned the price point. There's less competition in the higher price values, you know, the 500, 600, 700, 800,000 range. I assume that's the area, the range you're talking about. San Bernardino and Riverside County and other counties where you can still buy a house in the 100,000, 200, 300,000 range, those are cash buyers, aren't they not? And they are investors buying up everything they can get their hand on. Talk about the experience you have in working with investors, and how does an investor actually work with you? How do you support them?
We also handle investors. Okay, it's not really much in the San Bernardino Riverside area because that market really is super hot right now.
Okay.
Okay, but the investors that were working with us are basically, they buy heavily fixer-upper and older properties in the more densely populated market or neighborhoods, like towards the Los Angeles area, okay? That's basically where the heavy population is. But what they do is they buy these heavy fixer-uppers. They create value into it by remodeling the place, rehabbing the place, and upgrading the place to create a lot of value in the property that by the time when they sell it, they make a little profit out of it. Or not really a little profit, but, you know, a reasonable profit for their efforts. So basically, they're also helping up in upgrading the neighborhood because they create better value on the neighborhood that they're investing.
Well, you're absolutely right. If a property is, you know, old, dilapidated, definitely in need of repair, it is probably an eyesore in the community. So for an investor to come in and buy it and fix it up and then sell it to a owner-occupant, that is a wonderful thing. One of the criticisms we've been hearing about the investment community is that they're not buying, fixing up, and reselling. They're buying, fixing up, and holding for better days in which they can maximize their profit. And this is converting neighborhoods into rental hoods, you know, and that's one of the criticisms that investors are facing. But nevertheless, you know, the opportunity is real for them to acquire properties like this. And you have the resources, don't you, to identify properties? In fact, sometimes you may even get properties from some of the asset management companies and banks that you work with that fall in that condition, right?
Yes, definitely, Eric. In fact, a lot of times they're heavily like fixer-upper properties that sometimes it doesn't make sense for the bank to put in more money, okay? So they would sell it as is. But of course, you know, even if we sell it at a market price, still the room for the investor to do is remodel the place, even expanding the space and upgrading the property, thereby creating more value. And so in a heavily populated area, the price increase can still support it.
Oh, great point. So even if they're going to buy at the market value, there's still an investment opportunity if they're willing to expand the property, upgrade the space. That's great advice for those who may feel that it's kind of too late to get in on the real sweet deals where they were buying something, you know, maybe 70, 80% of value.
Yes, because once they expand the place, once they remodel it, and it's always good, you know, to get it financed. And in a market wherein we see price appreciation at this point in time, there's still room for the price to move up.
Well, that's great. Well, Mary, you are the buyer's agent on this team. Talk to me about buyers and what advice would you give buyers today?
Well, I'm very grateful that I can be a buyer's agent as well, because I love to handle my buyer in a special way. So first of all, I would like to tell them to find out where is the buying power, by meaning, you know, where's the funding is coming from. If they need a loan, I would suggest for them to go get a pre-approval from a trusted lender and also a loan consultant like Eric.
Thank you very much.
And also, if they're all cash buyer, then that's a different scenario. And then the second step, I will be asking them, you know, what kind of search criteria are they looking for? Are they a first-time buyer? Are they, you know, buying a second home just to make, you know, go to a better condition property, bigger property? So those are different such things that, you know, I need to, information that I need from my buyer. And so the more that you let your agent know, the more the buyer let me know, the better that I can help them with.
Now, Mary, do you have a challenge with buyers having kind of champagne taste and beer budgets?
No.
Wanting more house than they can afford?
Absolutely. I have the client that I actually, she was crying and I cry with her because it's almost to the closing and the loan didn't go through. And of course, this happened before I know you. Otherwise, this wouldn't happen. So that's one thing is very important. You have to find a person that you can trust to deal with your loan.
Yes. So she essentially had more loan than she could afford. And otherwise, if you had known that the loan approval, the pre-approval was truly solid, then if it wasn't solid, if you had known that it was a problem with her being able to qualify, you wouldn't have sold her or helped her buy that particular house. It would have been a smaller house, right?
Absolutely.
Folks, I tell you, pre-approvals are not worth the paper they're written on unless you know the loan consultant or lender behind that document. They have to be a person with experience. And I appreciate the recommendation there, Mary. I bring 31 years of experience in both underwriting and sales. I know loans like the back of my hand. And it's important that a buyer is pre-approved with an amount that they can actually see all the way through the closing. That must have been very disappointing. Are you still working with this buyer to try to find something else? And does she need to be pre-approved? I'm available now.
Oh, absolutely. You know, absolutely.
Well, definitely we'll reach out to her. But that is something, that's the first step that a buyer needs to do, is to get pre-approved first. And then, Arnold, as a listing agent, you're certainly looking at the pre-approval letter as well, aren't you, when you're considering offers on properties that you have listed?
Yes, Eric. In fact, that is one of the most important documents that we need to know. And, of course, we verify also every single written pre-approval.
Right.
When we are seriously considering an offer. And sometimes if you don't know the person pre-approving the loan, sometimes anybody can write up, you know, pre-approval on a piece of paper. But it's a question of credibility and belief of the capability of the person knowing what he does on that pre-approval.
Right.
Behind that letter.
Absolutely. Well, folks, there you have it. Arnold Burr and Mary Happy Price, two top real estate professionals in the San Gabriel Valley, covering as far east as Riverside and West San Bernardino, and as far as west as Los Angeles. And they are experienced VIP real estate agent professionals. Now, Arnold, we've come to the end of this segment and this time, and I've learned a lot about you in terms of your language abilities. I've known about your credentials. And folks, if you have someone out there that needs to communicate in either Chinese or Cantonese or Tagalog or his native tongue, Ilocano?
Ilocano.
Ilocano.
Yes.
Please reach out to Arnold. Now, Arnold, before we go, though, and this is especially for that seller right now, and or who's thinking about selling their home, and maybe you're listening to this recording that Arnold may have sent to you in advance of your appointment. Arnold, make the case now as to why anyone thinking about selling their home or even buying their home and or buying a home and working with Mary, why should they consider the REO team 24/7?
Oh, yes. Working with us, we've been working and have a good credibility with lenders that we've been getting listings in the last 7 years. We have been creating a lot of pool of buyers ready and waiting for any property that shows up when we put it on the MLS. So when you lease with us, we'll try to get you as much price as we can in the shortest possible time, and hopefully we have that buyer ready to make an offer anytime once we have that property on the market.
Well, that's fantastic. And there you have it, folks. List with Arnold Burr and Mary Happy Price. If you are looking to buy real estate and you need someone who speaks Chinese, Mandarin Chinese, or Cantonese, please reach out to Mary Happy Price. Tagalog, reach out to Arnold Burr. And if you're just an English-speaking person and you want to buy some real estate, well, you couldn't find a better team in your market area if Arnold and Mary are in your market area than Arnold and Mary. Thank you guys for joining us today on the Power Is Now online radio. Thank you, Arnold and Mary, for being VIP agents. And folks, I want you to know we are very proud to endorse Arnold and Mary for their experience and the talent they bring. We're confident they're going to be able to assist you in achieving your goal of acquiring the American dream if you're a first-time home buyer, or building your investment portfolio if you're an investor, or moving up to a much larger, nicer home if you are a move-up buyer. VIP agents have years of experience, education, credentials, certifications that have been verified. Every VIP agent is vetted by the Power Is Now staff. Every single one is known and interviewed personally by me. And I encourage you not to pick an agent from the flyers you get on your doorstep or people knocking on your door. Consider someone who is referred to you, someone who is endorsed by a third party and has taken the time to check them out thoroughly. The VIP agent certification involves the verification of their license status within their state, a criminal and civil background check, a verification of their standing in their local board, a verification of experience through verifying closed transactions, a verification of their references. We actually check out their references of closed transactions and survey all of their closed transactions, and acceptance of the Power Is Now Code of Ethics. That's a VIP agent on the Power Is Now online radio. Thank you again, Arnold Burr and Mary Happy Price, for being VIP agents here on the Power Is Now online radio.